Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3, Western Licking County. Brought to you by Licking County Transit with fixed routes and on-demand response service. They've got your transportation needs covered. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Sheila Klesich and Kirsten Santos with the Lookup Center in Newark. And
we're busy over here scrolling, so
just keep talking for a minute.
Well, let's just start this.
We're scrolling and writing with our cool nails.
There's where I was going. We've done this show now, I don't know, for, as you like to say, since '08. You came in, the first thing you said, and I never thought I'd hear this on our show. You said?
Cool nails.
Cool
nails. Look at
both,
Sheila's nails.
And they both went, thanks.
Well, see, I noticed the multicolor.
Uh-huh.
I thought maybe a little patriotic vibe going there. Kind of ish. I mean, that's a little more lavender than blue, but, you know, looks good. And then I shuttle over here and dang, those are nice.
I just feel so privileged that, you know.
Well, I mean, they're scrolling and writing madly, so my attention drew to the motion and the heat that was being generated by said motion.
Uh-huh.
And so that's when I noticed
and
the
we
nails.
Didn't plan the nails. Just we both had it in our heads to put nails on this morning.
Nails are important for radio. I mean, Dave and I, mad nail regimen, week in and week out.
We always try to look nice for our radio spots.
Oh, okay, well, then you're opposite of us because this is as good as it gets.
I will say mission accomplished, ladies.
You both look wonderful this morning.
Oh, wow, she must want something.
Or she's...
She waits here for that. Real quick before we get started, there's a little kerfuffle between he and I on our sister station.
Okay.
When you go to a grocery store, do you take a cart in with you if you see them in the cart rack, or do you get one from inside? And then do you take your cart back?
At GFS, I take my cart back.
Okay.
At any of the large grocery stores, I do not take my cart back.
Right.
And usually only take a cart in if it looks like they're so busy there may not be a cart inside.
All right. So you're lazy. Okay, next we'll go over here to...
That's not...
Little bit.
I generally only shop two places, Target and Kroger.
Okay.
Target, I will grab from the cart rack outside, take it in. Generally, if I have just a couple bags, I will leave the cart inside the building.
Mm.
If not, I will put it back in the cart rack.
Okay.
Outside, I will. Kroger, there are so many Vogue or so many Rogue carts out in the parking lot, I will try to grab at least one.
Grab a rogue one. Right.
Grab a rogue cart. Yeah. Yes, I will try to. And not if it's pouring down rain, though. I'm just like, well, you know, tough luck for the rogue cart.
You may be a better person than I.
Well, I'm glad you said that.
It's all about shopping cart theory. It's a whole thing.
Shopping cart theory.
It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
And Doney will lord that over because I don't. I don't grab one on the way in. A lot of times, I'm just a basket. I'm just a quick...
Case.
You know,
most men are baskets, aren't they?
Well, cases or cases?
That was very hurtful. I started this whole thing with lauding praise, and that was right to the jugular.
Ooh.
See how it is today.
Oh, that's not what you meant. I'm sorry.
I told you, watch out. She's on a hero.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got our nails on today, gentlemen.
There you go.
Feeling that.
Sheila, again, we've had you in here a couple times, obviously, but for folks who don't know a whole lot about the Lookup Center, maybe just kind of remind people what you're trying to do in this community and the important services that you provide to this community.
Absolutely. And we really appreciate the support that we're given through this radio station and through and from our community as well. And on a serious note, because it's going to kind of get funny again, people, so watch out. But I do want to take a moment to explain our mission at the Lookup Center. So our mission is to serve the community through Christ-centered love, education, and encouragement. And every day, we're privileged to walk alongside of people who just need extra support, and that's what we're there to give to the community. And that looks like maybe someone coming into our store and being able to afford clothing for their family. We do sell bags of clothes for $5, as many as you can stuff in a bag. Or someone in pain finally getting the dental care that they couldn't otherwise afford. It also could be a student or a person in a career that's going nowhere, getting real job skills through our skilled trades program. Or maybe a child just walking into our Glory Rise program and finding a safe, joyful place to learn and grow. So we really do see lives being changed in sometimes quiet and not noticeable, but they are meaningful ways. And that's really the only, it's only possible from the support of our community. Like, we couldn't do it without our community, because the Look Upper Center does not receive any state, federal funding, and we do not accept funds from the United Way. Everything we do is made possible by local churches, individuals, and civic organizations who believe in what we're doing. And that is exactly why we're having this quarter auction and doing events like this. We only do two fundraisers a year. So although it's a blast and it's a lot of fun and I can't wait to start talking about it, you know, it really is serious and it really is an important event to keep our programs running. So now, on a different note, you know, we're ready to just take off and talk about this amazing quarter auction that we're going to be having.
But hold on one second. Okay. I mean, you talk about the donations and that,
yeah,
but it's the volunteers as well, right? Because a lot of folks may not have the funds to do the fundraising events and that, but they're willing to use their time and their talents to help you, especially when you're talking about the skilled trade program.
Yes, and we're talking about that we have a 200 active volunteers. So, and probably more than that, I'll be honest with you, because if you're talking about our Thanksgiving dinner delivery, mm-hmm, you're talking about 600 volunteers touch that program. So really, the Lookup Center functions by volunteers. Kirsten and I are employees, but we do nowhere near the work that the volunteers do for our center. Mm-hmm. Truthfully, they are the lifeline of the Lookup Center.
Kirsten, how do you get the word out then? I mean, is it just, word of mouth where folks say, hey, I was volunteering over here? I mean, obviously we do these shows to help promote what you're doing, but are folks just coming up to you guys on O'Bannon and saying, what can we do to help you?
We've really gotten to that point, to be honest with you. Our social media following has grown exponentially over the last 2 years, with putting a primary focus on it. That was one thing that was desperately needed, that was an arm that needed to be exercised. And now that we've really been exercising that arm, we're getting to the point where we have people knocking on our door now, that we didn't have that before. Our phone's ringing constantly. I remember the first summer that I was there, sometimes summer would be a very quiet period of time, and we've gotten to the point where there's no quiet period of time at the Lookup, which is great, because it every day is different. Every day is, we don't know who's going to come to the door, we don't know who we're going to meet, and we've met some pretty amazing people over the last couple of years that have just either heard about us via word of mouth, or they have heard of us through social media, or a church that Sheila has spoken at, or one of the programs. I mean, it's the different areas and avenues that word has gotten out about the Lookup Center, it just keeps growing. Mm-hmm. And we just keep seeing more and more people wanting to be a part of it. And it's just such a blessing to our hearts to just see people wanting to be a part of what we're doing. So.
Well, folks can learn a lot. Harry, you ready to have fun over there? I mean, you're usually so
ready.
Unfun.
She
is
ready.
I say that. But you do have the exciting Caring with Quarters fundraiser coming up. Now, I will be honest, I had never heard of this, but then after you had mentioned this last time, somebody else was doing something like this. All right, give us the particulars first, when, where, and all that good kind of stuff.
Okay, so we're going to split it up into two parts about the quarter auction, because the quarter auction really is, there's many moving parts to a quarter auction. But the quarter auction is a fundraiser for us to raise money for the Lookup Center. I mean, that's really the main reason. It's, we're happy that you're getting the prizes, and we're happy that you're winning auction rounds and that we have something to give you. But in reality, you're giving us the money to help the Lookup Center, and the perk is you're maybe going to win a prize. We'll probably have about 55 auction rounds that we'll be able to complete in about an hour and a half. Prize gifts for the auction rounds range from $50 to $350. We have some very valuable things that, you know, are awesome prizes. We work very hard for our gifts. It's a lot of work. That's the hardest part, is getting all our gifts. We have over $8,000 in prizes that we're going to be giving out. We also offer mystery bags, which is super exciting because we have a whole table full of mystery bags that double your money. So you don't know what prize you're going to get, but we have many, many gift cards. And say, if you spend a $5 one, you're going to get a $10 gift. If you spend a $12 bag, you're going to get at least probably $25 gifts. So they're really nice and they're fun to grab one and open. We have something very special this year. And I'm going to let Kirsten tell. Well, I like to break up the voices. Nobody wants to listen to the same voice all the time. But here is the exciting thing.
That's not what you tell radio people.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm sorry. Maybe it's not true. I take it back. But here's the exciting thing about our quarter auction this year. Normally, you do need to bring a lot of quarters. You're going to say, you know, our auction rounds are going to cost, if you entered every auction round, you're going to look at about $43 that you're going to donate generously to the Lookup Center to be in every auction, okay? But we have a special deal this year that is super fun as well, and I'm going to let Kirsten tell about our all-in paddle.
Yep, our all-in sparkly, beautiful paddles that we've had volunteers working tirelessly to create. These paddles are so much fun. This paddle is a $35 one-time purchase. Okay. It's in addition to your general admission ticket, which is $25, but it eliminates the need for you to bring that extra change purse full of quarters that's worth $43 that she was just talking about. Okay. So you're not walking in with a limp. You're walking in buying this paddle. And all you got to do is just every single auction round, you're lifting up this paddle. You got to do nothing else. Don't have to put quarters in, nothing. You've just already bought it, paid for, done. $35 one time. You're just raising that beautiful sparkly paddle up every single auction round. And some of the perks with it, though, because we want to make it a little bit more interesting.
You get to sit with Joel and I?
Sure.
We would love that.
That would be amazing.
Sorry about that.
He's like, I just got voluntold. All right. You're going to get early entry into our auction. So our general admission doors open at 5. So early admission for this with this all-in paddle is 4 p.m. Okay, so you're gonna get in there early. You get to pick your prime seat to be able to see every single thing, all the action. You're gonna get access to the vendors early. You're going to be able to get a free dessert. Okay, because we're going to have a dessert table that's going to be for donation only. So you're gonna get in there and you're gonna be like, I get prime pick of my dessert. You're also going to get a take-home dessert, also, that's specifically for these all-in paddles, okay? And then an all-in paddle round. So only if you have this all-in paddle do you get to participate in this exclusive, highlight, big, bold letters round, okay? It's only $35. She said $43 you got to bring in quarters, okay? You got to go to the bank, get your $43 in quarters, this all-in auction round paddle, $35 one time, pay ahead. That's it. Okay, you're handed this beautiful paddle. And then you're also going to get event recognition. So we're going to say, hey, you have this all-in paddle. You guys are our prime VIPs for supporting us in an extra way at this event tonight. And we want to just give you that special recognition. Thank you so much for being a part of this. Thank you so much for buying this all-in paddle, for engaging in this way with us. We appreciate you. We love you. Not that we don't love the other people, too, because we do. 100%. We do, because if you're coming, you're supporting us, period.
I'm buying 10 paddles like if I only have people tell me they love me.
Oh, please do. Please buy 10 paddles.
From all the love.
Yep. You're just going to buy 10 paddles, fanning yourself with all 10 of these paddles.
I'm taking it. Yeah. I'm holding up with somebody yells at me. Hey!
One more thing, though. You're actually, because we talk about our opportunity store. She was talking about that a little bit ago. You're going to get a coupon to be able to shop at our opportunity store. So it gives you a chance to come back to the Lookup Center. Give you a chance to shop with this voucher, see what we're all about, get you in the building, and that's just for those all-in paddle people as well. So there's a lot that's happening with this all-in paddle. We really want people to see the value in it, how much fun it's going to be, give them these extra perks, and it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be really fun. So
I've heard of a lot of extra perks, but that's some
that's
extra.
A lot. That's
had me at dessert.
Extra perks.
One for there, one for home.
Yeah, one for there, one for home. Yes. Yeah.
And you can sign up online on our website, and that is just lookupcenter.org. It's very simple. It's posted on our Facebook page. And if you still have trouble finding it, you're welcome to stop in the lookup, and we'll take cash or a check. Or you can call us, and we will send you a link via email if you can't figure out how to sign up for the quarter auction.
Yeah, be a lot of fun. We'll take a quick break. We'll talk more about the quarter action with Sheila and Kirsten with the Lookup Center in Newark. You're listening to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7 Newark Heath, brought to you by Licking County Transit. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3, Western Licking County.
Period.
Brought to you by Licking County Transit, safely connecting people to places and possibilities.
Period.
There you go. Thank you so much. I appreciate that help with the grammar. Joel Riley, Dave Doney, glad you could join us on this Friday morning. Mostly sunny skies throughout the day, high near 80. Cloudy tonight, and then cloudy skies on Saturday with rain likely high near 78. It's an inside joke, but these two are just losing it over here.
It's because Sheila was telling us she used to travel, and when, you know, before things got really good, you would do talk to text, and you had to say period for it to put a period. Mm-hmm. And now it just does that for you, but Sheila's still stuck in the past.
And then you did.
Period.
You did it nicely for me.
So there you go.
I mean, not to
mention
you scared me half to death. I about jumped out of this chair.
Explanation point.
Question mark, which is what I get all the time. No doubt about it. All right. Speaking with the Lookup Center, Sheila Klesich and Kirsten Santos about their upcoming fundraiser, Caring with Quarters. Now, I'm glad that you mentioned, because, again, I've never done this, and it's a dumb question, but thankfully, Kirsten cleared this up. But for people who aren't exactly sure, you have to bring your own quarters, right? It's not like you guys have a lot of quarters that people can bring $10 bills and go, hey, give me a roll.
We do have some backup quarters, but there's no guarantee that we wouldn't run out if everybody brought cash. So if everybody brought cash there, we probably would run out of quarters, which would be a bad thing. And then you'd have to just throw dollars in the bucket. So, you know, if you bring some quarters if you are not going to buy an all-in paddle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I have you ever done one of these?
I have not.
I have not done a quarter auction. So that's what I'm like, what do I got to do? Go up to the bank. Can I get the 10 rolls of quarters, please? I can only imagine.
Yeah, so you're going to want to figure, you know, and we do sell mystery bags, but we do take a card for those. So we can use a card even to exchange quarters. We prefer cash because we do have a fee that we have to pay when we use a card through Square. Yeah. So, you know, we prefer cash, but if somebody really needs to use a card, we would accept that.
And again, that is going to be this coming, what was that, Thursday the 23rd?
It's Thursday, yes.
April 23rd.
And it's at the Reese Center. Yep. At OSU campus.
And food is included?
Food is included in the $25 entry fee, food and drinks, and, you know. And we have a dessert bar free for the all-in paddle, but it's donation only. So we're not really setting a price for desserts or anything. Anybody is welcome to take a dessert. It's going to be a fancy table. It's, you know, a lot of different kinds of desserts. But people are free to take a dessert, you know, and we just ask for a donation.
Sure, sure, no problem. All right, so I know without getting into specifics of what the actual prizes are, I mean, can you kind of give us just a heads up as to what's up? Here they go again. They're fighting over something on what they got to talk about over here.
Scroll.
Well, yes. Right. We have so many supporters in the community. They will all be listed on Facebook and at the event. I in no way could ever list all of them on the radio. So thank you to all of you who have supported us. But the list is so long, I could not give everybody credit who deserve credit. Mm-hmm. So, but a few things of our big items that I'll throw out there. We do have Cincinnati Reds tickets, Columbus Zoo tickets, Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden tickets. We have several beautiful jewelry selections from local jewelry stores. We have lots of gift cards. Like I'm saying, I wouldn't know how many, but we have gift card baskets that are valued at $200 that are going to be in the auction round. And we have overnight stay at hotels. We have spa packages.
We have nail packages?
You know, I think there is a nail. I think there might be some nails somewhere.
Primarily
in there.
Massages.
A lot of massages.
A lot of massages.
We have so many local vendor baskets. And these baskets are $100 values plus. Like, they're not, you know, small. And we also have a snow trails package. So, you know, we have some big items. One party center here in Newark gave us a $250 party. That you can book for your grandchild or child. I mean, so Pete, the community is like extremely generous. Many churches have supported us and brought in gift cards, and that's how we made the gift card bouquets. So like, and they're a couple hundred dollars that you may get for 50 cents, you know, so we've just been, the support has just been amazing, and we still have people showing up. We just had another basket, and we don't even know they're coming, and people just show up and drop us off a gift basket.
It's a good problem to have.
It is.
Speaking
it
of
is.
Just showing up, will there be tickets at the door?
Yes. If you don't buy tickets online, we will not turn anybody away. We'll have some extra seats saved, and we will work you in. We're going to reserve probably about 20. Like, it, you know, I don't think we would have more than that. We prefer you to sign up online or give us a call so we can help you sign up. Mm-hmm. You know, but we will have some for the strays
and
that are wandering in.
For the
we have over 360 pieces of dessert.
You don't have enough.
Well, how many are you planning on eating?
One of each.
Hey, why do those two guys keep just sitting at the dessert table?
How many paddles can one guy buy? It's going to be the question.
How many desserts can he eat in one time? Who's doing the auction?
Larry Miller,
okay,
of More Life Church is going to be our auctioneer. I'm going to be the backup MC, so you know I'll be speaking in between a little bit, and then Chris White from
Equus Lager.
Yeah, Equus is actually going to be our raffle ball roll picker. So he's doing that.
Is that an official title?
He'll have a yes. It
is now.
And you have to make that hand motion anytime you say it.
This is how. Yes, I hit a deer doing this. I was explaining to my grandson how the auction worked, and I took my hand off the wheel, glanced over at him, went like this. I'm making a motion of rolling a drum, and ran into a deer just 2 weeks ago.
Oh, no. That's... Well, thankfully you're all right.
Yes.
I'm fine.
How's
the
deer?
It ran away.
Okay.
All right, then.
It left some chunks in my bumper.
Oh. Wow.
Which I just let the wind blow them off. I wasn't touching those chunks. My husband was out of town. I'm like, there's chunks in there, but they're just staying there. So
Chunky Bumper, that was your rap name in high school, wasn't it?
Chunky Bumper.
Still is.
Oh my God.
Still is. Thank you very much. But I won't give you any. So what is going to be your role? Because it was funny. She came in and I was going to ask her all these questions, and she just went... I'm sorry, I'm on quarter auction all the time. So what are you going to be doing, Kirsten, during that?
So my original assigned duty was going to be a prize runner. So after every round, running a prize to whoever won it. But now we've shifted my role to be the one that's going to be the PowerPoint person because I got to keep up with Larry. I got to keep up with what's going
on.
Yeah. It is technical. It's something I've been working really hard on. So part of me was like, I don't want anybody controlling
this. She doesn't want to turn it over.
Let's be honest, I don't want to turn it over. Right. I'm a little bit of a control freak in that way.
It's all right.
You know, I've worked really hard. But if I had to peel these pretty little nails off of it to let somebody else, I would gracefully. But I would prefer to have my own control of it.
And I feel good about that, too.
Let's see, a woman who wants to be in control, I never would have guessed.
Not one time.
This is shocking to me. Freaking new sounder. Who would have guessed? Okay, so again, it starts, if you buy you get the all-in paddle, you can get there at 4. Mm-hmm. But the dinner starts at 5?
Yes.
So
yes.
From 5 to 6, what's on the menu? Do you guys know?
I actually don't know the menu. Yeah. Rise Christian Church is coming up with the menu. It'll be announced, though, on Monday. And we're going to be surprised because I don't even know what it is. Mm. But it'll be some kind of, I believe, like a hot sandwich, sides, chips, drinks, and, you know. But I'm not really sure what it's going
right,
to be.
Right,
right.
So you're going to have that. So that's then from 5 to 6 is dinner. And then the auction itself gets underway at 6 o'clock.
Yes.
Now, I'm getting at this, so folks understand. You know, you come for the dinner is great, but he and I are going to be playing golf that day. And then I've got the granddaughter, so I'm thinking, okay, get home, make sure she's taken care of, and then I can shoot over there. And I don't have to be there for the dinner, but I can still partake
in
the
auction.
No, but
if you are coming, I will save you a plate.
Wow. Look at that. Of dessert?
you still name it. Desserts.
Well, the desserts will be there the whole night, so you'll be good on that. But if you
of course
want,
they will, because he and I will be guarding the thing.
That's right. You can pick a table near the dessert table. So
I'll just pick the dessert table. Come on, Sheila, you've been here enough.
That's where I'm going to sit at the dessert table.
All right, give me the time, date, how much, all the good stuff again for the big auction.
Okay, so the date is April the 23rd. That's a Thursday. It is $25 just to attend the event. That includes your dinner. You are not obligated to buy an all-in paddle. $25 gets you in. Bring your own quarters. If you don't want to hassle with the quarters and you just want to give us a lot of love and support, that all-in paddle that comes with perks can be purchased online at the same time you buy your ticket, or you can come see us and write us a check or give us cash. We don't care how you pay, but just sign up and come. 4 o'clock is early entry, 5 o'clock dinner starts, and it's the regular entry for the general entry. And then it's probably going to be over, truthfully. We don't have an end time, but last year we were done in about an hour and 15 minutes. We have added 10 extra rounds, so we're looking at about an hour and a half. We make it pretty speedy. We didn't have anybody walk out and leave, which happens at quarter auctions sometimes. So we have a great process to keep it rolling along, and then prizes just shooting out at everybody. So, you know, we're pretty fast talkers. We're slick, slide right through the event. And we're so excited about it. So, you know, if you have questions, look up the Lookup Center number. You don't need to memorize it. It's online all over the place. Give us a call. We'll tell you more about it. And if you still want to be involved in any way and get your name out there, we're still, you know, we'll take prizes all the way up until the event day.
And the $35 for the all-in paddle, that's in addition to the
$25.
Yeah, so I want folks to say, hey, well, wait a minute. Yes.
$60 gets you everything at the auction.
Including not having to carry quarters.
Except the mystery bags. Those are extra, but they're super fun because you don't know. You'll see a list of what's in your group, say like of the $15 ones. You'll see what you could get, but you don't know which one you're going to get. And then you just pick your own bag and it's a surprise what you get. But they're all double the value. So they're really well worth it. So,
and again, every dollar, every dime, every penny goes to helping the wonderful things that you folks are doing.
One more thing. We also have vendors that are going to be at the auction as well. And so when you come at four, you'll get to see the vendors. But also
early
when you
shopping.
Come at 5 o'clock, you know, those people will get to see the vendors as well. So we do have local vendors that have come in and supported us. They have baskets they've donated as well for the auction rounds. So we've got that happening as well. So,
you know, she said one more thing. If you thought I was going to cut her off, you're off your rocker. After she said about peeling off the nail. I'm like, no, yay. Come sit in this chair. You take over. I'm not arguing with you. Well, Sheila and Kirsten, it's always a great time when you come in to talk about the Lookup Center. And this event just sounds like a blast. Again, get on their website. Get on their Facebook page. That's where I was getting information, the Facebook page. And you said you do a great job with that.
Thank you.
Yes,
she does.
You
really do a great job with that and
yes,
all the information.
It's my baby.
Yeah.
So.
Well, nobody's taking it from you. I guarantee you that after what I heard. So, yeah, I'm not messing with that. But, yep, check it out. Again, it's the Caring with Quarters auction set for Thursday, April 23rd over at the Reese Center on the OSU Newark campus. So, again, Kirsten and Sheila, thanks so much for stopping by today. Be sure to join us on Monday as our guests will be Anna Jeffries and Leanne Schaefer with the Licking County Board of DD. That's on Monday's Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 94.3 Western Licking County, brought to you by Licking County Transit.